Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we're recording this time. I can see it says end recording in my corner, so we're good to go, Brian. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Hello. Hello, and welcome to the Cheese Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rego. In today's show, I'll be talking Packers sports life with my guest, Lions fan Brian Dudek. Before I get to my guest, I want to give a huge shout out to the Open Network for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. There is a special giveaway. Once the Ohana underscore Packers X account hits 523 followers, we are giving away a Jair Alexander autographed 8x10 picture. So, Brian, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. I was born in Michigan, and I've been a fan of the Lions my entire life. And it was great to see him finally have a great season and make a big run in the playoffs this year. And I try to follow all the NFC teams to see what every team's doing, to see how the division's gonna shake out.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I got questions with that concern the Lions, the Packers, the Bears, and the Vikings, and I'll just ask for an answer and kind of elaborate on questions and answers and go from there, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Thoughts on last year's team with their amazing run they had during the season and in the playoffs?
It was a great run for them, making it all the way to the NFC Championship game. It was the first time in 30 years that they've won a playoff game and even gotten that far.
Yeah,
and with Dan Campbell as their coach, they've started to shore up their defense. I'd like to see them go and get some cornerbacks and shore up their secondary this year, because that was their biggest weakness.
Yeah, in the draft, I wanted the Packers to draft Jameson Williams. I liked watching him at Alabama. I liked his speed and how he could get behind the defense, make up big plays. Even though he was coming off an injury in college, obviously I knew he would need time to heal, but you knew what kind of player you're getting when you drafted him, even though he was hurt for, part of the college season. So I think they do have good things going there. Hopefully it doesn't affect Green Bay too much. you talked about Dan Campbell. What are your thoughts on him as a coach and motivator?
He's a great coach and motivator. This is like the first time where the Lions have actually had a coach where you can tell they're excited to go out and play for him.
Yeah.
Like
I said, when we were talking before, we kind of talked about how he made some calls that might have been questionable. And even after he made those calls that eventually may or may not have caused the team to lose, the player still had his back afterwards, and that's the kind of coach you want to have is and players, because it's their coach, you know. They're out there playing for him. So it's good to see. Favorite Lions player, past or present? Who is your all-time favorite Detroit Lion?
Barry Sanders. The things he could do on the football field when he got that ball in his hands at times. He was just amazing to watch. You know,
yeah.
he was a generational talent.
He was. How long did he play? Was it 7 years?
7 years, and then he just...
Why do you think he just all of a sudden retired? Do you think his body was just taking a toll? Was it contract disputes?
He didn't have too many contract disputes. I think it was maybe his body, and he may not have thought that the team was going in the right direction, because they had Wayne Fentz as a coach, and you know they could go like 12-4 one season, and then next season they'd be like 6-10. Like, it was always up and down under Fentz.
Yeah, do you think that kind of had the same toll on Calvin Johnson
in
his career?
Yeah, because I mean, all these guys, you know, they're out there competing. They want to win a Super Bowl and everything,
right?
You know, and if you're making the and if you're going like 6-10, you know, and you make the playoffs one season and you get knocked out first round, at some time that's going to take a toll on your psyche, and you're just going to be like, do I want to keep playing? Or
yeah, I remember back, was it like in the early 2000s? I mean, just all the first round draft pick receivers they took. And
yeah.
I think besides Calvin Johnson, I think my favorite one was Roy Williams. I liked watching him play. He played like he just like kind of floated, and he just made the game look fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird how they have, like, what happened to Barry Sanders is kind of the same thing that happened to Calvin Johnson. But who do you think is a team's worst draft pick?
I'll go with Andre Ware.
He was a quarterback, right?
Quarterback, yeah.
Out of Georgia?
The 80s.
Okay.
He won the Heisman like the year before, and they took him, and I don't know if it's their system, the coaching, but he just never panned out to be as good in the NFL as he was in college.
Yeah. You kind of see that happen a lot with players. Not so much, but I mean, not a lot, but when that does happen, it's pretty noticeable. You know, like, you get a Heisman player 1 year, the next year he just disappears.
Yeah. It seems to happen with quarterbacks more than most other positions.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, with that question, which direction do you think the Lions are going to go in the draft this year? You think they're going to go defense?
Yeah, I think they're going to go to defense this year. Offensively, they've got enough weapons with Jameson Williams, Jamar Gibbs, David Montgomery, St. Brown. You know, and they showed up their run defense, but their pass defense was like near the bottom.
Yeah.
Like top five in run defense, and they were near the bottom in pass defense. If they, they can shore that part of the game, they're going to be a difficult team this year.
Yeah, I liked watching Jahmyr Gibbs run last year. He ran hard, you know. Something about those Alabama running backs that they just come at you like a wrecking ball, which is, you know, the smash mouth football that people like to watch. So, worst coach that you've seen for the Lions in your lifetime?
That has to be Wayne Fentz, probably.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure how many seasons he was there, but he's like the winning against Dan and losing against coach in franchise history, which is kind of an odd stat.
Yeah.
They could go 12-4, 11-5, and make the playoffs, and then next season they're going 7-9, 6-10. You know, they were never very consistent under him.
Yeah.
You know, when Scott Mitchell at a Halloween party 1 year dressed up as him and was mocking him, it's not good when you have your players mocking you.
Yeah, I never knew about that. That's interesting that happened. So when I think of great receivers through Detroit, I think of Calvin Johnson, and I remember like the mid-90s with Herman Moore. Between those two receivers, who would you want on your team? If you were to get a team together right now and you had to pick those two in their prime, who would you pick?
I take Calvin Johnson just because he want to say he was probably taller than Herman, and he was very 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 tough to stop out there. I mean, I've seen him have like three players or draped around him, and Stafford would just throw a ball up and he just jump up and I'll leap to the three defenders and haul it in.
Yeah, for sure.
He was just something different to watch out there.
All right. I was going to ask you your thoughts on Barry Sanders, but you kind of already said that, you know, after 7 years, you didn't know if it was the direction the team was going or his body taking a toll or – but you said he's your favorite line of all time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, he was fun to watch, even though I was, I was born in 82, so he was drafted in what, in 89?
89, yeah.
So I would have been 7 years old, so I'm still kind of, thinking back to when I was 7 years old, I can't remember half the things that happened yesterday, so I...
Yeah, no.
Okay, now... We're going to head to the Packers section.
All right.
Do you think Jordan Love is the future at quarterback for the Packers?
Yeah, I do. He had some rough starts at the beginning of the season, but then he started turning things around there, and it kind of started with I want to say the game before they played Detroit on Thanksgiving. And then the game against Lions on Thanksgiving, and he kind of seemed to start figuring things out there. He probably still has some things to work on, like not throwing the ball across the middle of the field like he did against San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, we have seen some quarterbacks that can make those throws and make them work, but yeah. I mean, 90% of the time, that's a big no to do.
Well, he's just used to seeing Aaron Rodgers do that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when you grow up, when you're sitting behind like Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, and they make those plays and like they're getting 20, 30, 40 yard completions out of it. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. A lot of games they showing like the progression. Like from the snap when they drop back and they go back and throw the ball, they have like a side by side of like Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. It's like almost exactly the same. Like their mechanics and the release and their back foot is all the same. I don't know what's going on in Green Bay, but they've got something special when they come to like progressing quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And having an eye out. It's just crazy.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With our wide receiver room, who do you see as a wide receiver number one?
Probably right now it's Watson, I think, is a wide receiver number one. That might be an area Green Bay wants to wants to address in the draft is try and find another receiver or so. Because I remember like when you guys had Adams and Jordy Nelson, I mean, Randall Cobb, you know, he had 2-3 legitimate number one white receivers there. And, you know, if you trade this show one down, the other one, if you trade this down.
Well, I think we have, I'd go with Watson, then Romeo Dubs, and then we had Jaden Reed, who is a speed receiver. Then we had Dontavian Wicks, who had that breakout game against the Falcons. And then we had Malik Heath, and we got the two tight ends. So we have seven legit targets to throw the ball to. I think we do draft a receiver in the draft, but not like in the earlier rounds. I think we're going to try to draft defense to stop that run up the middle in the first half, because that killed us last year.
Yeah,
our offense, for being on a rebuild, did really good last year. You know,
yeah, it did.
And this year, as last year, we didn't really know what we had going into the season, into the draft, because of the whole Aaron Rodgers situation. But this year, we know what cards we have to play with. We know what we got to tweak. So we lost Devondre Campbell at middle linebacker. Go replace him. And then we just got to get, I think, some extra big bodies for the defensive line so we can have a good rotation on the defensive line to keep fresh bodies in there to keep that run-stopping game going, you know. But that's just what I think. I think we have a good 4 or 5 wide receivers. We had Bo Melton come in. He was huge in the end of the season. So I think we'll get a receiver, but I don't think we'll draft one until the later part, or maybe just pick up some in the undrafted free agents and have them come to training camp and battle it out. You know, that's kind of the best way to find some sometimes.
Yeah.
With the signings of Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, do you think they will have a sudden impact on the offense and defense?
I think they'll probably have an impact on both the offense and the defense there.
Okay. Yeah, I think Jacobs, he's 3 years younger than Aaron Jones. I just think he's another Alabama running back that he'll run through a brick wall. I think he's a good leader. Xavier McKinney, he's 24 years old. I still don't know why the Giants let him go. I just a kid that hasn't even hit the prime of his life, and they let him go. You know, I don't get it. But he can be a leader too on defense, so I think it's going to help out both sides of the ball for the Packers. Which, you know, he can get in there, they can get in there and help the young guys out. So that's, and you don't have a quarterback's contract holding your money hostage. You actually got, you know, money to play with in free agency, because that money that we owed, they were paying Rodgers, isn't there anymore. So that's also good. Do you think Matt LaFleur is the right coach for the Packers? I think not last year, but the year before, and even the last few years with Aaron Rodgers, I think he had to make a lot of adjustments to fit Aaron Rodgers' play style. But now with Jordan Love taking over as a starter, I think he can implement his offense the way he wants it ran. And I think we saw huge flashes of that last year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's probably the right coach for the Packers. I think coaches probably, when you get those quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, et cetera, you're willing to kind of let them take over the play calling at times, let them do whatever they want to do on the field because they're just so good. You kind of don't want to stifle them. But you know, with Jordan Love now, you know, he can kind of take over doing the play calling. Love develop some more under his own play calling, under his play calling that he wants.
Yeah. I often said that Romeo Dubs, his rookie year, I remember watching him against, I think it was the Raiders, I'm like, yeah, he reminds me of a mixture of Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson. So that's good. I'm excited to see the second year with Love at quarterback. I'm really super excited to see how it's going to play out. Because a lot of people wrote us off because we didn't have Aaron Rodgers. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, look at this Jordan Love kid, you know. But halfway through the year last year, the media kind of turned their stance on what they thought of Jordan Love. And all of a sudden they're all riding the Love train, you know.
Yeah.
When you hear the city of Green Bay, what comes to mind? It's one of the smallest market team in the NFL with one of the biggest fan followings. What does that sound like to you? Does that?
I would say it's just like a love affair that the city has with the Packers. You know, I mean, it's just something that everyone can cling on to. You know, being such a small city, you know, it's not like Milwaukee or Madison, you know, a big city.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you put teams in these in a small city, you're going to get more passionate fans.
Yeah. There's a lot of Packer bars out west. When I was younger and did some traveling for one of my jobs, we always managed to find out in California, we found some Packer bars, and out in the Colorado area, we found Packer bars. So it's kind of cool to see a lot of these bars across the country were Packer bars. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, Packers, Green Bay, like you said, it's a small community. We all have one thing in common when it comes to the Packers. If we cheer for the Packers, you know, there's some people that are, you know, transplant Bear fans or Vikings fans or Lions fans because Green Bay is so close to the UP.
Yeah.
You know, that it's – you get a mixture. But all in all, it's a good atmosphere to be around. And, you know, it's – I like living in the Green Bay area. It's fun. where do you think the Packers finish next year? Will they be above or below the Lions in the North?
Below. I have Detroit finishing first and Green Bay second.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. What do you think the Packers need to address in this year's draft?
Probably their run defense. They seem to be the biggest. Yep. That they had.
Yeah, I think they got to get their run defense and they got to get that middle linebacker spot filled and somebody to play safety along with McKinney. We have Eric Stokes hopefully coming back 100%, and we have Jair Alexander at 100%. So I think our defense is looking pretty good. We just got to get that plug in the middle, and we should be good. So – Who do you hate or not hate? Who do you dislike more, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
I have to say you're Rodgers because I was at the Lions Packers game when he threw that Hail Mary on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
How high did that actually go? Did that go way up into the rafters?
It almost went up into the rafters. I mean, he just heaved that thing and.
Yeah. I remember watching that game. I'm sitting there. I'm in my living room. It's like, what, 10:30 at night? You know, 11:30 for you guys.
Yeah.
And the ball is going up in the air. I'm like sitting there hunched over. And then all of a sudden they caught it. My kids are asleep, and I jump up in the air. I had a Packers blanket. I spiked the Packers blanket to the ground. I started screaming, and yeah, that was he has an arm, you know. Wasn't there a face mask?
Yeah. There was a face mask call that I don't think he actually ever got touched on the face mask, but. You know, the officials thought he got face masks, and they called the penalty to give him the final play.
Yeah. Either way, it was an exciting game, you know?
Yeah, it was. I mean,
wasn't that the game that we never led for? I don't think the Packers led for a single second of that game. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't lead them to that final play because like the first half, like Detroit just kept was driving down the field, but for some reason under Stafford, like as much as they would drive and get into the red zone, all they could ever muster would be field goals. It was kind of the odd thing.
Yeah. I'm still upset they got rid of Stafford. I like Stafford. You know, I thought he was a good quarterback. He took a lot of hits and did a lot for that team, but, you know, they just had to move on, I guess.
Well, he kind of asked for a trade in the offseason. You know, he can't kind of just wanted to go someplace different.
Right. Yeah. So.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I see. Now we're on to the Bears part. This will be short because there's not much to talk about the Bears. What are your thoughts on the Bears front office?
They're kind of a joke. I mean, I don't know what they're doing over there. I mean, I have to assume that they're going to take Caleb Williams with the first pick, letting Justin Fields go.
Yeah, but I don't understand, really. I've always been a big – I never really thought – Ohio State quarterbacks were that productive in the NFL. He was the one quarterback that I was afraid of to play just because he had the wheels and he had the arm. And if you got the weapons, then that makes a deadly combination right there. And when they traded him, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is – they went out and they got DJ Moore for him to throw it to. They went out – I mean, they're going to get most likely Marvin Harrison Jr. in the draft. Then they had DJ Moore, and then all of a sudden they trade this big arm for somebody who is not even proven in the NFL. So I honestly think that Justin Fields is going to be starting in Pittsburgh halfway through the season. He'll be a starter, and he's going to prove that the Bears made a big mistake.
Yeah.
It's just
it's mind-boggling what they're doing over there.
Yeah, I mean, they have like a track record with this destroying quarterbacks. You know, you got Fields, and I think back to even like, well, Jay Cutler did what he wanted to do no matter what. I like Jay Cutler because he always threw us touchdowns. So, you think the Bears will make the playoffs this year?
No. No,
that was a hard no. It's
yeah, I think that them and I think they're probably gonna finish like 5-12 or something.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be a long season for them.
Yeah, I don't see them doing too well with Caleb Williams. He didn't really prove much in college either. You know, the division. Or the division he was in before he transferred to USC was more competition. Then he goes to USC, which I don't think was that much better competition. So he didn't prove much in college. To me, in my eyes, he didn't. So I guess time will tell. I hope he doesn't do good. You hope he doesn't do good,
right?
You know, but we can beat him both times, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think is their worst coach in team history?
Probably their current coach. I'd have to go back and research all their other coaches. I just, you know, I got into football. Like, I was born in 75, so I started watching football in like the early 80s, and I just remember Mike Ditka there for most of his career. He was their coach, and you know, he was a hard-nosed coach.
Right.
you know, they're.
I remember Lovie Smith, and then Eberflus, you know, their current coach. Now it's they crowned Justin Fields the king of the NFC North, and he didn't do anything. You know, so I don't like how they just destroyed his career. Yeah. In my eyes, I think they at least they destroyed his career. All right, on to the Vikings. How much did Kirk Cousins leaving to the Falcons impact this upcoming offense for the Vikings?
I'm going to say 100% because, I mean, I think they thought he was probably going to resign with them. Now they're probably going to go and try and find a quarterback in the draft.
I was hearing that they're going to trade up and get J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I kept hearing that too. It kind of makes sense if you need a quarterback that they go to go out and try and get McCarthy. Because probably the top 2-3 quarterbacks are already going to be gone by the time you get the pick.
They did sign Sam Darnold though, so they do have a decent option at quarterback right now. But I think they want to go get somebody for the long haul. Because going into my next question, if they don't get their quarterback situation figured out, I don't see Justin Jefferson staying in Minnesota too much longer. I've seen reports where he's hinted at he'd like to get back with Joe Burrow, who was his quarterback at LSU. I could see Jefferson ending up in Cincinnati, which would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because you had Diggs and Jefferson and all these receivers in Minnesota that were good, and the next thing you know, you have nothing. So, do you see Jefferson staying long term in Minnesota?
No. Only why he says is if they move up in the draft and they get J.J. McCarthy, or they get another quarterback. I mean, I know they've got Sam Darnold. We'll have to see how well he can play. Because, I mean, we've seen him be good, but most of the time he's not done a whole lot when he's been given chances to start.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see the battle between him and Jair Alexander. It's always kind of fun to see the back and forth, you know. But I do think that Jefferson, well, obviously, if he's not getting the ball and not making touchdowns and stuff, his next contract isn't going to be as much as it should be. I mean, he's a hell of a player, I think, and he's just not right now. I mean, the right situation. His rookie year, he had awesome numbers, but I think teams are kind of figuring out how to cover him sometimes, and they put the right scheme on him and they slow him down. So, but I don't think I see him lasting in Minnesota another 2 years. That's just me though.
Yeah.
Are there any Viking memories that stand out besides the Love Boat? Do you remember the Love Boat where they had that boat with a bunch of players that were doing? No.
No, I don't remember. I was going to say probably their biggest play is in the playoff game against the Saints when they got that touchdown in the final seconds.
Yep. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I just remember, there was a lot for me growing up. I remember watching. I mean that play to the Minneapolis Miracle, they called it.
Yeah.
But I remember watching a lot of Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss. I just remember year after year after year being torched by them, and we couldn't stop them. I remember when Moss fake mooned the crowd at Lambeau.
I remember that. Yeah.
that And when that and when Favre first he went to the Jets for that year so he could come back and go to the Vikings to play the Packers twice a year in that first game between the two. And then that one game where the Packers just destroyed him. That I mean, those are big games for me because it was like Brett Favre in my eyes at that time was a traitor because, you know, he just wanted to come back and stick it to the Packers.
Yeah. Didn't he play against the Packers in a playoff game too with Minnesota and throw like three or four interceptions in the game because he just kept throwing the ball up?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah,
and it was in Lambeau, right?
Yeah.
Sounds
like something he'd do was just like, he just gonna say, "All right, we're down by 23 points. So I'm just gonna start heaving the ball."
Yeah, someone's open, right? Offense, yeah. Defense, someone's gonna catch it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you think Adrian Peterson is a top 10 running back of all time?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd say probably top 15.
Top 15, 20 maybe?
Top 15, 20, yeah. I mean,
there are a lot ahead of him.
Yeah. You got Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Barry Emmett.
Yeah. He did have some good numbers. I know that he was a hard runner and I never liked playing against him at all. He's one of those guys where this one player can change the game in a matter of seconds. So. Who do you think their best coach in Vikings history? I'm going to go with Dennis Green.
Yeah. Dennis Green, he seemed to get the most out of his players. And they've kind of been a stay flux with their coaches ever since. Like no one seems to be the right type of fit coach for them.
Right. What do you see happening in the NFL this year? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say 49ers. I think they're getting very very close there, unless they have a whole bunch of major changes.
Sure.
They've kind of, you know, they've been to the NFC Championship for the past 5 years. They've been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think the Chiefs, if they keep rebuilding and keep on tweaking every year to fix a hole that maybe somebody left or, you know, I think they're going to have a couple more years of winning.
Yeah.
Do you see the Packers winning it at all in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I can see the Packers winning it all within the next 5 to 10 years. I mean,
yeah, for sure. I'm trying to think. So where do you think the Lions are going to go? Who do you think is going to be their first pick of the draft this year?
That I'm not sure. I've been doing some research and some people have been posting stuff. I'd have to go and get the names because there's like a few cornerbacks out there, a few safeties.
Yeah, let me pull up the Lions mock draft here quick. And Lions mock draft. Let me see here. Yeah, like that. There's an Andrew Phillips from Kentucky. Looks like some people have them taking a center in the first round, an edge rusher, corner, receiver, corner, linebacker, safety. So kind of all over the field on both sides of the ball, which is good. Like you said, their offense, Amon St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and they traded Hockenson, right, to the Vikings?
Yeah.
But they have a solid offense. I know that. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah. And then Laporta tight end.
Sam Laporta, yeah, he's good too. Now, did they sign Goff to an extension?
I don't think he's been signed yet, but there's been talk that there's close to signing an extension.
Okay. What is your experience as far as like what you see with the people that you follow on Twitter? Do you think it's like a positive experience for you?
Yeah, for me, it's been a positive experience. Most of the people I follow are sports fans, and you know, even if they're from different fan bases,
yeah,
you know, we're able, you know, we don't do a lot of trash talking with each other, you know, and
yeah, I've seen that too. I've tweeted out several times, and you could probably vouch me on this. I've always said it doesn't matter who your sports team is, you know, it's just nice to talk to people. Then I always say, unless you're Bears fans. I always throw that in there, but it's always, for me, it's a fun experience to interact with people from all over. Just last week, I was doing a podcast with a guy over in the UK. So and he educated me on boxing. So I don't know if you saw that episode or not, but he was talking boxing with me, and I've been watching some boxing videos and watching boxing on TV ever since I've talked to him. So it's kind of cool to go into somebody else's and like what they like to do and like know their hobbies, and there's some stories they got to tell. And it's just fun to interact with different people around. So you and I have been following for quite some time. I know that.
Yeah.
You're always popping up in my timeline, and you always have positive things to say, and you're always vouching for people, and so I'm super glad I was able to have you on and talk about football, and appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on too.
Absolutely,
it was fun talking football.
Yeah, I would definitely. I definitely, when things slow down again after the draft, and maybe as you creep closer to the preseason training camp, preseason, regular season, I'll be back in touch, and I'll have you back on for sure. I absolutely loved having you on and talking football. So thanks again, Brian. Where can people find you at on Twitter?
It's at Dudek, that Brian. And that's Dudek Brian.
Okay. Yeah, go follow him. Excellent follow. He is a Lions fan. That's okay, though. He's probably saying the same thing about me. Well, I'm a Packers fan, but, you know, at the end, we're all human. So, Brian, thank you for being on. And, I'll see you around on Twitter.
All right. See you on Twitter. Yep. And thanks for having me on, Brian.
Yep, thank you. Have a good rest of your night.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.